Actually, spiritual consciousness keeps the body fit. Just like in the body, the spirit soul is there and the consciousness is also there, may be polluted, but as soon as the spirit soul gives up this body, the body immediately begins to decompose. So the decomposition of the body is checked by the spiritual presence. So if you become advanced in spiritual consciousness, there is no question of suffering from bodily disease. Yes, by your present position, you can simply take the information that the dimension of the spirit soul is 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. Very small particle, that is spirit soul. The dimension is given, you have got your hair, you can just imagine only, you cannot measure. And you divide the top of your hair into 10,000 parts, and that one part is the measurement of the spirit soul. That small particle is so powerful. Just imagine what is spiritual power. It is less than the atom. Therefore, it is described in the Vedic literature, anoraniyanga mahato mahiyanga. The spirit is greater than the greatest and the smaller than the smallest. There is form. Just like this body is compared with the dress. Now, just like in your present material form, you have got hand, therefore your coat has got hand. If you have got leg, therefore your pant has got leg. Therefore, it is to be assumed that the spirit soul has got form and it has developed into hands, legs, heads, everything. It is not formless, it has got form. But with our material eyes, at the present gross eyes, we cannot find it, therefore we say it has no form. Yes. He says that is God and Son of God. That is his parampara. Yeah. Unfortunately, nobody cares to follow Jesus Christ. That I must say. The Jesus Christ says, "Thou shalt not kill." And Christians are very expert to kill. They take pride in bullfighting. This is the position. So it is very difficult to find out a real Christian. What is that? You follow the temple procedure. You can remain anywhere. It doesn't matter. What is temple? They are following some rules and regulations. If you are eating something, and if you get a better thing, you will give it up. So, when one takes to bhakti, means he understands the inferior quality of karma. So you take the superior quality activities and you forget inferior quality. Parangdhishtani vartate, this is the Vedic version. When one finds out superior engagement, he gives up inferior engagement.
In heart transplant, when they change the heart from one body to another body,
they ask me
about that.
Heart changing?
No, now they're doing this heart transplantation. They're taking the heart of one person.
The soul changes from this heart to that heart, that's all. Just like you are running your car, it stops. Then you change this car to that car. Yes, sir.
For example, se corre su carro, el carro se para, se cambia a otro carro.
This is it. It is very common thing.
If by purifying ourselves we can feel our relationship that we have with the Supreme Personality of God.
Yes, that is the center of purification.
It is the center of the
purification. Prabhupada, I would like to know, if there is no birth in the spiritual world, how do we re-enter the spiritual world?
Birth means, first of all, you take your birth where Krishna is now present. Krishna is present in one of the universes. There are innumerable universes. So you take your birth in the next universe or where Krishna is now, then you become Trenda. And when you are Trenda, then in person you go to Vaikuntha. No birth. What is that? If you like, I can go.
La pregunta es, si no hay nacimiento en el mundo espiritual, ¿cómo entramos en el mundo espiritual? Pablo dijo que primero vamos al universo donde Cristo está apareciendo, donde Cristo está internándose y nacemos como en relación con Cristo, y después de ser entrenado perfectamente, vamos personalmente al mundo espiritual. If there is another way to go to God, if there is another way.
No. Because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jastyami tattato tato mang tattato gyatva visadita dhanantaram. Find out this. Bhaktyamam abhijanati.
Uno puede entender la suprema personalidad de Dios tal como es, solamente por el servicio devocional. Y cuando uno esté en plena conciencia del Señor Supremo, por tal devoción, él puede entrar en el reino de Dios.
Nobody is allowed to enter kingdom of God without becoming bhakta.
Nadie es permitido entrar en el reino de Dios sin hacerse un bhakta de otro.
And there is no difficulty of becoming bhakta, because to become bhakta means four principles. One thing is to always think of Krishna, manmana, bhavamad bhakta, that is bhakta. Simply by thinking of Krishna, that is Hare Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, you think of Krishna, you become bhakta, immediate. Then, after becoming manmana, bhavamad jaji, you worship me, mang namaskuru and offer obeisance. It is very simple thing. If you think of Krishna, and if you offer little obeisances, and if you worship him, these three things will make you bhakta, and you go back to home, back to God.
No es difícil hacerse un bhakta devoto. Hay cuatro principios. Primero, manmana, siempre piense en Krishna. No es difícil pensar en Krishna. Y bhavamad bhakta, sea un devoto de Krishna. Madhyati, tiene que adorar a Krishna. Y mamanas kuru, ofrezca sus obediencias a Krishna. De esa manera, por pensar en Krishna y por ofrecer sus respetos obediencias a Krishna, puede hacerse un devoto y volver a casa, volver a Krishna.
We are teaching this thing, chant Hare Krishna, offer obeisance to Diti and worship, finish.
All be there.
Why they should go to the Gyan path? It requires so much knowledge, so much grammatical, so much name, nose placing, you know, so many things. You have heard all these things. Simply do these three things and you become Bhakta. Why don't you take the easiest process and go back to home, back to God? Thank you very much.